Fifi, Bev and Byron are passionate about putting together an entertaining catch-up. If you're passionate about a career in health, Chisholm offers job-ready education and training in nursing, aged care and disability services. Register for an open night. chisholm.edu.au. This is TAFE. This is Chisholm.
Our guest co-host today, sitting in for Fev, good mate of the show, Damien Richardson, plays Gary on Neighbours, your former co-star, Fev.
Yes, and this is your first time actually co-hosting on the radio, Damien.
It is indeed, yeah.
You enjoying it so far?
So far it's been very good. You've both been very nice to me, which is good.
It's good. I didn't make you breakfast. I made my own, but that's another issue.
Different issue. Interesting side issue.
And very interesting.
Why we'd be sharing the same breakfast, I'd never know.
Yeah, so did you tell anyone in your family, maybe your mum, that you're coming on the radio today?
Yeah, no, I did. I said to mum, look, Fee's invited me to do the show. They need someone to replace Fev while he has something burnt off his foot or whatever it is that comes to over.
I believe it's been carved off his heel.
Carved off his heel, yeah. Anyway, close enough. Mm. And anyway, so I said to mum, I'm going to be on the radio show. She said, that's fantastic. Oh, that's great, son. You'll be fantastic at that. I just love mum. She always thinks I'm going to be fantastic at anything I do, even at my age. Mum still say that. Whenever she'd come and see me in a play at school or something like that, and I became an actor later on, of course, she'd always just say, oh, you were the most handsome. You know what I'm saying? Like, what about the show, mum? Anyway, but she said, that's great, son. That'd be fantastic. Can I listen to it? I said, well, I guess you can, mum. Of course you can. And she said, well, how will I do that? I said, the radio. And of course, she doesn't have a radio. Who has a radio anymore? She's only got a radio in her car. So right now, and I want to shout out to mum. G'day, mum. She's sitting in her car, in her garage, having a cup of tea, listening to the show.
Wow.
So it made me think, who's got a radio anymore?
Like an actual radio. I think that's a fair point. Yeah. Not a car radio, that's a given, but an actual radio.
Radio in their house. Mm. Listen, in fact, 131060, if you have an actual radio, because it is one of those things when you think about it, it's sort of maybe been phased out, but we never actually acknowledged that moment where we no longer had a clock radio by the bed or radio in the kitchen.
Right.
And, superseded.
And in fact, I'll put in some bonus points. Bonus points if you call us from a landline.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Mum's going to come into her own.
I'm in a landline
ring,
since
Mum,
2002.
Well, we'll know because it'll be a very clear quality, won't it? The landline will know.
I love this.
Okay, so you're listening to an old-fashioned actual radio and you call us through a landline.
Yeah.
And you'll get full marks.
And then during this song, I'll talk Damien through apps and actually how you stream through your phone and all that stuff that he doesn't know.
Digital radio.
Freeze.
A lot of technology around. We'll get back to it. It's The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Damien Richardson of Neighbours is our co-host. Big night for his character Gary last night. The wedding, spoiler alert, that never happened.
Oh, heartbreaking that episode was. Mm. But you are here, Damien, and you were just saying that when you told your gorgeous mum, Vicky, that you were coming on the radio today, she didn't necessarily have a radio to listen to.
She wanted to
it.
Listen to it, but she wasn't sure how to actually go about it. So right now she's sitting in her car in her garage next to her house listening to the radio.
Hopefully with a cup of tea.
Yeah, she said she was going to have a cup of tea. She said, look, love, I'm going to miss the first hour if you start at 6, but I'll be there by 7 with my cup of tea.
Shout out, Vicky.
There you go. Yeah.
But it does raise the question. The radio itself, I mean, the radio that sat, you know, clock radio, the radio in the kitchen, maybe the radio you had in the garage, maybe it's just died out and we didn't even notice. So 131060, we have asked the question, are you listening to us on an actual radio? And there was that bonus point for anyone calling from a landline.
Oh, that's the double whammy.
I believe they are extinct as well. Luke in Essendon. Hi, Luke.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, Luke. By chance, are you listening to us on an actual radio?
I am listening to you on an actual radio. I've had one since I was about maybe 14 or 15. Long time listener, first time caller.
Welcome to the show, Luke.
Thanks, guys. I sort of just get up every morning, turn on my radio and get ready, and a couple of times I've been a bit late for my train or whatever else, listening to a segment,
because the show's so good.
We love you, Luke.
Distracted.
Not only do you love the show, but you're doing it old school. I love this. Bring back the radio.
When you get home after being at work or whatever, do you look for your answering machine, see if you've got any messages on it?
We'll shoot you through a fax, Luke. Just hold the line there, mate. But wasn't on a landline that call, was it, for bonus points?
No, unfortunately, no landline.
Oh, okay. That's okay, Luke. I love Luke. Luke, call us more often. Rachel in Northcote. Hi, Rach.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Great, Rach. Look, it does sound at the moment like you're in your car, which would be radio, but you've got another radio in the house?
I do. I listen to you every morning when I'm in the shower. I have it and it lives in my bathroom. It's got, you know, a little tape cassette part there and a CD player, so...
Wow! So we get to join you in your shower with you.
You do.
It's an interesting way to word it.
So it's a waterproof radio.
Well, no, it's not in the it's not in the actual shower part. It just lives in the bathroom. You know, one of those old school cassette
TV players. Yes, I certainly do. Love it. Yep.
I love that, Rach. In
portable.
Fact, Rach, you
could go to any room.
This is, yeah, it is. It's a portable stereo. I like the way you cross all forms of radio and electronic media. Now, that's it. What I love about Luke and Rachel, though, I mean, this is almost, I know we've asked the question, do you have an old school radio? But it's almost the question we should have asked is, how committed to the show are you?
Yes.
Because we're seeing great levels of commitment to listening to this show.
In showers. I mean, it's fantastic. Now, that wasn't also a landline. You detected that was a mobile. So no double points there for Rachel.
Jenny in Kilsyth. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Jenny, do you have a radio, an actual one?
A cock radio. I listen to you every morning.
Wow. Oh, we love that. So you're lying in bed with a cup of tea, Jenny?
Not quite tea, lemon, hot water with lemon.
Oh, juice. That's very, you're very, we like healthy listeners too. Very healthy.
Yeah, it's not quite.
And out of interest, Jenny, would you happen to be on a landline?
Yes, I am.
Yes! Bring it home, Jenny.
There we go. It's a double whammy. There we go. Clock radio and a landline. Guys, it's fine. It might be 1985, but everything is okay.
And it's Czechoslovakia, isn't it, Jenny?
No,
Czechoslovakia.
Stop going back to the Are You Smarter Than quiz from 20 past 6. Fifi, Fev and Byron. Good mate of the show, Damien Richardson, is here from Neighbours. Gary was quite a moment last night on Neighbours, the wedding with Therese. Spoiler alert, didn't happen.
I believe the pronunciation is Therese.
Therese.
Didn't want to overcorrect you, Byron, but that it was a big episode last night. And you are here, Damien, because Fev, our mate, he had surgery yesterday.
On his foot, yep.
On his foot. And you haven't seen this in person, but he's basically got these two big, you know, like roller skates in the 80s, like whatever, roller skates.
Right in my area, the 80s, yep.
The stopper they've got on the back where you could fall back.
Yeah.
He's got those. But they're bones on his feet.
Well, I'm glad I haven't seen them, quite frankly. I'm glad I haven't seen them. I'm glad he's having them taken them off. So the chances of me seeing them are getting reduced by the minute.
Yeah. He's still got one. So he's kept that one. They're two separate operations.
Why would you keep one?
Well, no, because...
No, take one. I want to keep the other one.
Well, no, to have both at the same time, that's wheelchair business. Like, he wouldn't be able to move for months. So now he's going to be on crutches for a few weeks.
Right.
So but anyway, the operation was yesterday. Now, he is a big fan of social media, Fev. He's always recording whatever's happening in his life. We did, though, as his friends and in some cases his carers on this show, we're not sure he should be videoing everything that's happening in the hospital, but this is essentially how Fev's day unfolded yesterday on Insta Stories.
When you come out of an anaesthetic and you feel amazing, let's be honest, and I just had my, there's my bit of foot action. The op went really well, but I don't think anyone really cares, so. Missed working on the show this morning. Hopefully everything went well.
I don't reckon he should come back for a month.
It sounds like he could have got both of them done while he was there, actually, to be honest. Fifi,
Fev and Byron. Great to have Damien Richardson in as the guest co-host this morning. Fev, obviously we just heard 10 minutes ago, Fev still very unwell.
He's very groggy.
So Damien plays Gary on Neighbours, of course, shared a number of scenes with Fifi's Brooke Butler back in the day. And
Had you a big episode last night.
Yes, massive episode last night.
With Therese.
Good stuff.
Hey, can we segue from Neighbours into the North Korean regime?
Pretty easily, I would have thought. Just did.
That character, the Rocket Man, Kim Jong-un, is up to his old tricks again. What he's done, now we all know that he loves having his family around him. He loves having them around him so then he can allegedly kill them. I get nervous, Damien.
When you whisper,
I just sort of worry that he might access... I mean, he could stream and then he could come and get me.
But you're not a member of his family, are you?
You're right, actually. I'm not related to him.
Pretty safe.
He has now, well, because there was that suggestion, he had his half-brother, the suspicion that he assassinated him by poisoning him at that airport. Remember those girls walked up to him with that poison? And then he had his uncle executed.
Well, it's a feudal system they're running over there, isn't it, really? It's a feudal system.
Yeah, it is. So look out if you're related to Kim Jong-un. Now he has sacked his sister. Only a few years ago, he promoted her. She was promoted to the powerful Central Committee. I'm not sure what that is, but it sounds important. Mm.
Yeah. That's a committee he made up, I think.
Yes! Yeah. Anyway, he's fired her. Not happy with her. Gone.
What was she doing on the Central Committee?
I knew you'd ask that.
Yeah.
I knew,
see, what do they do on the Central Committee anyway? Just commit.
That would require
to central things.
Me to read the whole article, Damien. And I don't want to do that.
I wanted to expose you.
I am interested, though, in... I mean, this is Kim Jong-un. He's a dictator. He's he does these things. He's a crazy man.
And what's his sister's name? Kim Yo-yong.
Actually, it is Kim Yo-yong. Did you guess that?
Yeah. I just knew
that. That's a pretty good guess.
Doesn't everybody know that?
Fab wouldn't
know
that.
No, we're talking about
the Hermit Kingdom here, aren't we?
Yes, I knew you'd go into that area. Now, anyway, this is a brother that has fired a sister. I don't think that would be an easy thing to do. And see, I've always been told, and I do believe this, don't go into business with friends or family because at some stage...
Too competitive.
Well, too competitive. And also, it's business. And I know a friend of mine, and he started a firm. I was about to reveal what it was, but I don't want to out them. And he went through this awkward stage where his brother was just not pulling his weight and he had to let go, fire his brother, essentially.
So that's Fev we're talking about.
No, it's not.
Sorry.
But they're not only the repercussions of that, and he was within his right to do it because the business would have failed if he hadn't fired his brother. But now his parents barely talk to him. You can't have family Christmases. All the cousins can't hang out anymore. All because a business decision had to get made and he had to fire his brother.
Okay.
Safe to say that you would be pretty good on the Central Committee, I reckon, Fev. A little bit of advice for the Ong family.
I wouldn't fire my siblings.
131060 is the number. Give us a call if you've had to do this. It's a difficult one, firing your siblings.
Yeah, have you fired your brother or your sister? Or maybe they fired you.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
You'll know him as Gary off Neighbours. It is Damien Richardson. I mean, you two... spent a lot of time together on set. You were Brooke Butler, Damien Richardson as Gary.
Yes.
And you've stayed in touch since, obviously.
We were very lucky to get Damien today because we had Luke McGregor yesterday. Mm. We've got, spoiler alert, Waleed Ali tomorrow.
Whoa,
great guest this week. But I rang you yesterday, Damien, to say, now just checking, you're all good to come on the show tomorrow. And you said, yep.
Yep.
And then, I can't remember, you were at work. So you were busy in the afternoon.
Yep.
And then I did what I usually do. On a weeknight, I go to bed at about 7:30 p.m. And
I think that's a little bit too early.
Well, no, I get in there and then I start watching shows. But at about this is how yesterday.
Forensic Files.
Yeah.
Stop watching Forensic
shows
Files.
About murder and death.
Yeah. Stop it.
Unsolved murders and deaths.
This is
just to make sure they might still be out there somewhere. No, it's a great way to go to sleep, or not go to sleep, in case it may be.
This is how my evening ended. So this at about 8:30, I tried to ring you just to check you're okay, you know where to go, whatever. And then I sent him a text message and I said, hey, I know you're busy, whatever you're doing, probably at the gym. I'm going to sleep now and turning off my phone.
Right.
So here's the address. I gave you the address for Fox FM in South Melbourne.
Did you?
I said, this is the time that you need to get there. I said, feel free to call me on the way. And then I said, no, no. And I flicked my phone off.
Yep.
Okay, then Damien, I got home. What happened next?
Well, I got home from the gym and I saw my phone had a few text messages on it. So I just picked it up, as you do, very casually. Pressed on the screen, no response. Phone is frozen. Then I did this weird sort of hard shutdown thing or something you can do. And then I booted it up again and then everything's gone. I don't have anything, but I can't get access to my phone. I can't even use Siri to open it up. So I know I've got these texts from you. I saw something about saying you'd turned your phone off now and I had no way of communicating with you.
Right.
I couldn't even use Siri. So then I thought, I'll get in the car. I thought I was being really, really smart. I thought I'd get in the car and use voice recognition. Phone Fifi box. It says, who? Doesn't recognize any Fifi box. And then it gave me a list of numbers and I had to choose from this list of numbers. And I had one sort of guy that was sort of pranking me a bit during the day. I thought, I don't want to ring him back. This is going to be a very long-winded conversation about why I haven't gotten back to him, but I have now. So I had a guess at your phone number and it rang you, of course, and it went through your message bank. So what do? I don't know how to get to Fox today. Right. Like when I used to know where Fox was, it was on St Kilda Road.
You couldn't
That's the last time I was in the studio.
You couldn't Google the address. You
couldn't
had no
Google
time.
It. Couldn't Google it.
So you hadn't read my text message with all the details. No. So what
I thought
you
I couldn't
next?
Even use maps. I thought I can't even use maps to work out to get there, even if I did know where
it
was.
Is there a local Office Works open? You could go in maybe an internet cafe?
It was late.
Okay.
So
what did you do next?
So I got in the car and I just left a series of messages on your message bank, which is really frustrating that you didn't answer it at all. I thought she's playing a bit hard to get right now. You know what I mean?
Obviously.
She's slipped into that mode. I thought, oh, great. What a time to do it. You know what I mean? Beautiful. So I drove out to your place. I left about 8 messages on the way to your place. And then I got there and I was confronted with this extraordinary amount of security you have in your place.
Absolutely.
That's probably because you're watching Forensic Files of Night Time. I think you should probably note to self, stop doing that for sure. So I sort of had to pacify the German Shepherd.
Yes. He's big, isn't he?
He's big. He's big and he's dangerous and he's nasty. And Bruce, his guard came out, of course, after that. No, so I started throwing stones, as you do, as one is wont to do at that time of night. Started throwing stones, waiting to get arrested in this nameless suburb, East Brighton. And
not the suburb.
Yeah, no.
But the rest
not.
Actually.
And then I realised I'm actually.
This is a true story. People, yeah. People are tuning in going, this is rubbish. Story. This has all actually happened.
But I want to know, what do you do now when your phone freezes, okay. though? What do you do when your phone freezes?
Forget that. We haven't got to the best part of this story. Oh, yeah. So he's pinging rocks, hoping one will hit my window. Eventually it does. And I can hear some loud whisper, like from out on the road. Mm. And I will remind you, I have just, with my earbuds in, because I like to just watch it on my iPad, I've just watched Forensic Files on Netflix about a serial killer.
Yeah.
And then I've got stones being piffed at my window and some madman on the street yelling out to me.
Yeah, I was in a state of peak.
Gone
I
mean, to the front door. My heart was going to, I said, feel my heart. It was a million miles an hour. That was terrifying.
I can verify that the heart was running. Pretty high.
Yes. Yeah. So, well, welcome to the show. I'm glad we made this happen.
Everything worked out well. Everything sorted itself in the end.
Yeah. Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Fev will be back Thursday. He's been in surgery. Damien Richardson, Gary off Neighbours is hanging out with us this morning.
Yes. Another great show from a similar network. Your Neighbours is on Channel 11. Channel 10, Bachelorette, still kicking goals. Sophie Monk on fire. The country falling in love with her all over again. And I say all over again because, Damien, do you remember where she started? Do you remember when Sophie Monk first appeared? I'm legitimately surprised.
Wow, that was
good.
You know
we've
been talking about it all morning. That's how I know.
Oh, wow. I didn't think you were listening. There we go.
He was a massive Bardot fan in the day.
Were you? Yep. Who's your favourite member of Bardot?
Sophie Monk.
Who else?
Well, now there were rumours because Bardot broke up and Sophie really surged and she's gone into a spectacular career. But some of the others we've all forgotten about. Now, there were rumours at the time that they'd fallen out over theft within the friendship group.
Jeez.
And now one of the members of Bardot, Chantelle Barry, has come out and she's explained, I believe, she's told the story about how, yes, that she it is confirmed she was sacked for stealing. In her own words, she says, Sophie left her $100 weekly allowance in an envelope in my bedroom and I intended to return it on the weekend. We had plans to go to a gig together. In a moment of stupidity, being a teenager and thinking that a pair of shoes was more important than the friendship I had with Sophie, I decided to keep the money for myself.
This is a big story. $100 was stolen 15 years ago. This is an absolute bombshell.
I think in Chantelle's defence, you've got to say, she's fessed up. She's owned it.
Oh, I like
she's
that.
She's owned the fact that she's done something wrong and she's publicly said.
Yeah.
You know,
no, you're right.
Yeah.
I hear that. I think I rate Sophie for never having dropped her in it.
Well, that's
true. Because if you're stealing $100 for me, I'm telling everybody.
Fee hates it when you don't pay for a coffee. Yeah.
but it's a tough one because I remember when I was, again, this is now going back to when I was a kid. I remember I went to play at one of my friends' houses and I took my Care Bear wallet with me.
It's a good fresh story, this one.
Yeah. You guys having a crack at me for Czechoslovakia? Where'd they go? It was 2 hours ago, but this was like 20 years ago.
Got any newer stories?
No, it was really cute. It had Rainbow Bear on the front and I loved it. And I was at her house and we were leaving and Dad said, come on, we're going. And I said, oh, I've just got to get my wallet. Now, I knew I put my wallet. I had
How old
my wallet.
Were you?
Maybe 10 or 11.
You had a wallet.
Yeah, of course you did. With all your little coins in it and stuff to go to the newsagent, buy milk bottles and you know, all lollies, mixed lollies. So I said, no, Dad, I've just got my wallet. I went back into her bedroom. Now, I knew I had my wallet and I looked high and low. And I was one of those kids that got very clingy with things. Like I would be crying if I couldn't find my wallet. And then I don't know what made me do this because I thought there's no way it's up on that shelf. But I climbed, got a footstool and there was a box, like her jewellery box. And I went up and I grabbed this jewellery box from the top shelf, pulled it down. My wallet was inside.
Ooh, oh, geez.
That's awkward.
I knew she'd stolen it.
Yep. What happened to that friendship?
I don't know. I think that was it done. I mean, not only is it not a fresh story, it's probably not a very relevant story. Because I can't even remember
her name.
Where
she made a mistake was she had to destroy the wallet. Not hang on to the wallet, but destroy the wallet.
I know.
The wallet needed to be burnt.
Forensics 101.
That's right.
Don't
you're
going
to get rid of it.
You're
going to kill someone, you get rid of the body.
I feel like we should play Bardot at this point. I don't know why. It's about as hot as that story.
Well, it is. No, but look, okay, maybe friendships have fallen out over bigger things. 13 10 60. Have you had a friend steal from you? We're talking theft, we're talking friendships, and we're talking burnt loyalty.
Ooh, good stuff.
We do gritty stuff, Damien, on this show.
The story could be from this century. That would be awesome.
If you've got a Care Bear wallet story, I will take that too.
The 80s is not that long ago.
It's the Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
This involves Sophie Monk.
Yes, Sophie Monk, the Bachelorette. She was in the pop band Bardot many years ago. Don't I might bring that back as a banger one day.
Makes you want to move. Makes you want to move.
You are moving. Anyway, she...
You might get red carded if you played it.
Do you think?
You
we'll
could.
See.
We'll test
let
it.
The people of Melbourne speak.
Play the punt. Yeah.
Thank you, Byron. Stay out of it.
Back off, Byron. Sorry, Fee. What were you saying?
Thank you. Now, there were rumours when the band broke up. And don't forget, it was a band that I think was created from a Channel 7 show, Pop Stars, memory. Mm. But anyway, when the band disbanded, there were rumours that there was a theft within the group. And now Chantelle Barry has come out and confirmed that she stole $100 off Sophie, lost the friendship, lost her career in that band. But that's the thing, stealing in friendships. And when a friend steals, but you've got no proof or you just know it was them, it's a real breach of trust. And we've got Sally from Chelsea Heights. Hi, Sal.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Sally. Did you go through a situation where you had a friend steal from you?
Yes, I did. I was best friends with a girl for about 20 years and I was at her house in Doncaster and visiting her and I was heading into the city to go nightclubbing. And invited her along. She declined. And when I got into the city, I realised that my medallion for the nightclub, which is like a VIP thing that hangs off your keys that allows you to get in free all the time, was missing.
Yeah.
Yes, and it was missing. And I rang her and I said, "Did you take it?" She said, "Yes, I did."
Yeah, missing's a euphemism there. So.
Yeah, and I said, "Why?" And she said, "I actually don't have any reason as to why." And I said, "Right." I had to drive all the way back to Doncaster to pick it up and I never spoke to her again.
Sally, this sounds fresh to me. Was this recently or?
No.
No, don't let go though, have you, Sally?
30 years ago.
I love an old nightclub medallion. Do you know what I love most about it though, Sal, was that she wasn't even going to the nightclub. So she's, she's just at home with your medallion.
It was shiny and she wanted it.
She's a nightclub medallion collector, clearly. Wow.
Friend stealing. It's not fun. Chelsea in Bayside. Hi, Chels.
Hi, good morning.
Chels, have you lost a friend because they were a thief? They stole from you?
Oh, our friendship didn't break up then, but I had worn a top going out one night, and it was my favourite top, like, to go out with. And then I'm like, "Oh, you've still got it." And she's like, "No, I don't." And then she kept wearing it in photos.
So you just caught her red-handed?
Yeah, and I was like, "That's my top." And she's like, "No, it's not."
But Chelsea, you gave her a second chance by the sounds of things. You got over that and gave her a second chance. So what was the straw that broke the camel's back in the end?
I don't know. Just
time. Time to move on.
Do you know what?
Had I've just
starts with
on.
The top. And
I've
then
just thought of a terrible story that happened to me. I still feel bad about this. So I had a friend come and stay with me. And this was when Trixie was about 12 months old.
Well, this is quite recent.
Oh, this is. That's why I'm almost nervous as I say it. But she came over and she stayed with us for a few days. Anyway, Trixie, I then saw on her social media a few weeks later, because she had a baby too, and her baby was wearing a swimsuit that I was sure was Trixie's. And I went looking all through the house and I went, "I can't find Trixie's swimsuit anywhere."
But Trixie's got 17 swimsuits, mind you, so yeah.
And I thought, "Oh, she's actually taken that." And I loved it. And I rang her and I said, "Oh, I'm looking for that gorgeous little swimsuit, the red and white one. Did you happen to maybe take it with you? Might have accidentally ended up in your..." I gave her an opportunity and she said, "No, we haven't got that." And I thought, "But I've seen photos of it. You've got it." And then, so I've accused her. I've told I've told everyone in the house, "She's stolen this. How embarrassing." And then I was going through the dirty clothes basket and Trixie's swimsuit was at the bottom of it. That's no fun accusing someone and them not having stolen
That's
from
another
you.
Topic yeah, for another day.
You've often got the same stuff.
That's a rookie era.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Damien Richardson is here, plays Gary on Neighbours, a good mate of the show. And this should be a little bit of fun. We're going to play a little game here based on his extensive back catalogue as an actor. He's done a lot more than Neighbours.
Who knows Damien's career better? The quiz.
Hopefully Damien knows his career better than anyone else here in the room.
Yeah, exactly. I'll give it a shot, though. Yep. So we've got grabs of your acting over the years, and you have to pick, identify.
It slowly gets better. It does.
Can you
stick
identify?
Stick with the early stuff because it just gets a little bit better.
Can you identify what television show or movie you are portraying a character? And bonus points if you can name the character.
Mm. Good chance his name was Gary. There's been a lot of characters I've played named Gary.
This first scene, look, I would hope you would both know this one.
Okay. Gary from Neighbours?
It's fairly close to home, I would have thought, for both of you. But yeah, we will play the scene first before you jump in and answer. What show is this from that Damien Richardson has starred in?
Are you okay, honey?
Yep.
Oh, yep, I'm fine. Just caught me by surprise, that's all.
Yeah, me too.
Neighbours, I win.
No idea.
Neighbours, and I get the bonus point because he plays Gary.
There we go. Yeah. Fifi 1, Damien 0 at this stage. Now it gets harder because now we go away from Neighbours.
Looking in now. I know there's scoring.
This is the next grab. Another grab from something that Damien's been involved in, a project that Damien has been involved in. Here we go. In fact, I can give you clues to TV.
The hard word.
That's all I'll say. No, don't jump in yet. Here we go.
Hello.
Ah, the superstar's father is in the building.
You want a coffee?
Yeah, I haven't had breakfast.
What on earth?
Was I 9?
How well do you know your own career?
I've got absolutely no idea.
Okay, you don't know. Do you not know?
Can I have a guess?
Yeah.
Well, can you give me a clue?
It was a kids' adventure TV show.
Oh, The Outsiders.
Incorrect.
What?
No, not the Nowhere Boys.
Oh, Nowhere Boys.
Correct. Fifi 2, Damien Hill.
Damn it.
Damien played the father of one of the missing children in the kids' adventure TV show, Nowhere Boys. And his character was, in fact, also called Gary in that one as well.
Yeah, I told you.
Gary Ryle. A lot of Gary work for you.
Riles, yeah. But different last names.
Here's the next grab from a TV show. Damien Richardson was also in this.
This is a pleasure. Well, we're here to talk about Alexander Martin. I have a favourite in yesterday's
cup. Dr. Blake, murder mystery.
The laws.
FIFA's correct.
That was Roger Corsa.
God damn it.
And he's the police officer. Are you kidding? How can I know that and you don't?
I knew this was happening. I predicted this would happen.
Look, my script, I didn't write it. You're actually acting.
I just thought it was a different
one,
that's
all.
I got it wrong, so what? Move on.
Damien.
It's not that you got it wrong. I'm 3-0. Like, I'm winning.
I knew the first one.
You played a dodgy suspect that Craig McLaughlin was investigating by the name of Terence Noonan. Doesn't ring a bell?
Yeah, it does now. Now you've spelled it out so clearly. Yes, it does.
Here's a final one. So far, Fifi 3, Damien 0. So we're really only playing for pride here.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
But you lied to me, you I will get you.
City Homicide.
I just want my daughter, man. Give it in.
Incorrect. It was not.
Oh, no, it's Blue Heelers.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Well done.
Thanks.
You got something. Quite angry there, weren't you?
You played a desperate dad fighting to keep his kids. Cal Millich in Blue Heelers was what you did.
I didn't know you'd been in Blue Heelers.
Yeah, no, I was in it about 7 times. Just played a different criminal each time with a flannel shirt. Yeah, Lisa was there.
Okay. Good to know.
So Fifi 3, Damien 1.
Lisa didn't try and crack onto me.
In a quiz, what? Take a break.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Let's talk about a guy that's been, we haven't talked about much on the show lately, Donald Trump. He's gone quiet.
Since Dave's left, Dave used to talk about him a lot.
Yeah, you're right. He did. He certainly
did. There's a peek behind the curtain. Are you saying that wasn't Donald
Trump? Actually, I'd argue Dave left the studio a lot when we were talking about Donald Trump.
Was that Dave pretending to be Donald Trump? Jeez.
Do you know what? Behind the curtain. The other day, somebody said to me, I love all the characters Pete Hellyer does on your show. I must pass that on to Thorno. Anyway, so Donald Trump, he's been very quiet, but he has made the news today because he is claiming ownership, or I guess that he's claiming to have invented a word. So this is Donald's understanding of a word he's invented.
The word, I think one of the greatest of all terms I've come up with is fake. I guess other people have used it perhaps over the years, but I've never noticed it.
Fake. Now, I'm going to give him credit. He definitely coined the term fake news.
Sure.
He was part of that.
And I think that the context he probably would have been using that sentence in.
Was maybe fake? Original.
Yeah. Fake news.
Yeah, right. Fake news. So do you think maybe if he...
He surely doesn't think he actually invented the word fake.
Well, you
I
wouldn't
think he
think
probably
so.
Wouldn't. Thing.
No, you're right. You've added a degree of intellect to this conversation.
Whereas I contextualised it, which
yeah.
I'm not something that necessarily works.
It sometimes gets in the way of FM radio, though.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, I didn't want
to
say that.
When you try to have a bit of fun and go, how funny is that? He's tried to invent the word fake. Duh, you didn't.
Yeah.
I had a friend who thought they'd invented, very similar. He thought he'd invented the word not. Now, again, I'll contextualise this. Remember
N-O-T
that?
Or K-N-O-T?
No, N-O-T.
Sorry, that's bad for radio.
N-O-T.
He didn't invent, like, tying a rope.
No.
And that goes back to almost caveman times, doesn't it?
No, I'll contextualise this for you. So you know when everyone started saying, yeah, oh, I'm going to the gym today, not, he said he was the first person to do that.
Really?
Yep.
And
it's
I
quite
was
a claim.
Like, no, that didn't happen.
No, I was.
No,
okay. Actually, Fev, I mean, this isn't a word, but Fev believes he invented the actual photobomb. He thinks he was the first guy to ever do a photobomb.
To say the word photobomb?
No, to actually do a photobomb. I know that's not quite what you're looking for. You're looking for actual words that you think you created.
Yeah, let's break down Fev's theory. So, you know photobombing, how when someone's doing a selfie or whatever and you photobomb behind? So Fev thinks he was the first to do it. We, Byron and I, have pointed out that since news broadcasting from, I'm going to say, the 50s, 60s,
and you've had
weathermen standing outside the MCG, you've had kids jumping in to do photo bombs.
Right, yep.
But he still thinks he was the first to do it.
Yep, there we go.
When do you reckon he did it?
I don't know. Did he have
it? I think it was a footy change room in the late 90s.
When he flipped the bird in the back of a frame.
Yeah, no, doesn't count. I imagine that.
Yeah.
131060 though, what term or word do you honestly believe you invented?
Okay.
Because I know there's lots of people kicking around thinking they started chillax. Lots of people try to claim that one.
All right, let's see how we go in 131060. Give us a call. It's Fifi, Fev and Byron on the Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Donald Trump believes he invented this word.
The word, I think one of the greatest of all terms I've come up with is fake. I guess other people have used it perhaps over the years, but I've never noticed it.
Haven't noticed the word fake. Fake news, though, you did point that out, Damien. He may have coined the context in which he's referring to a fake news, but I love it when people own or claim they came up with not just words, terms. Casey in Melbourne. Hi, Casey.
Hi.
Casey, what did you invent?
Brunchner.
What's Brunchner?
Brunch means breakfast, lunch, and dinner all in one meal for one day.
Wow. What time would you have that, Casey? What time would that?
Right about noon, because missed out breakfast.
Well, hang on, that's just lunch.
Yeah.
No.
But I missed out breakfast, so I'm cramping breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so I just don't have the time, eating a lot of food in one day.
Okay. Casey, I know the boys are sceptical. I'm going to pay it, because I've never heard that term brunchner.
Oh, I just want to know where you have it. I just want to know where it fits in.
I don't know.
No, Casey,
I don't know.
I'm coming with you. Okay. She's having one meal a day, essentially.
Yeah, but you can't be making up words without any meaning. I mean, this word needs to
but it's all her
fit
meals
into the
at
lexicon
lunchtime.
Somewhere.
Okay, thank you. That's brunchner,
like
Casey.
Brunchner.
I like the word. I love the sound of it.
Preferably, I mean, look, let's not be too fussy, but preferably a word we may have heard.
Okay, there we go. Yep, good point.
That's just sort of a noise.
Kathy in Keilor Park. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Fifi. How are you?
Yeah, good. Kathy, what term did you come up with yourself?
I didn't, but my 13-year-old son came up with the word prouse, so combination of proud and grouse.
Oh,
right.
I've never heard that combo.
No, he's a writer. So I know prouse is a writer.
Great job, you say what a prouse piece of work.
Prouse
piece of work. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually really, Kathy, you know, usually when we do this segment, we have people calling with words and we just mock them and make fun of them because they never came up with them. You've legitimately come up with something we've never heard of and we pay your son. What's his name?
His name's Sam and he's here.
Well done, Sam.
Good work, Sam.
What do you mean he's here? He wants
Thank
to...
you.
Good work, Sam. Bye-bye. He's gone.
Yeah, okay.
Damien, not you.
Yep.
Another Damien in Ballarat. Hi, Damien.
Good morning, Fifi.
How are you today?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Yeah, good. What word or phrase have you coined?
I come up with the word Pavarotti for a $10 note because it's a tenner.
Oh,
I think we've got a winner.
That's good.
We'll have a winner if you want to have a winner. Is that just because he's got your name? I've never heard that.
Is there one for a tenner? Because I know Fev's big on cash, like obviously your lobster, your pineapple. I can't remember what the 100 is. Something. It's green.
Is it green?
But I don't think there is one for the tenner. So Pavarotti could well
avocado?
Have. The avocado, I think, is the 100. Have you heard of any other term for the $10 note, Damien? Is that why you saw the opportunity?
Yeah, that's why, mate.
Pavarotti.
See? It makes sense.
I reiterate, we've never had this much success with this phone topic. Jessica in Aspendale Gardens. Hi, Jess.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Jess. What word do you honestly believe you may have come up with?
Well, I think I invented the word hangry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
we thought this might happen.
This is what we expected from the start.
This is usually what happens on this segment.
Right,
Jess.
Let me explain. Okay. I was about 15, so I'm 40 now. So I was about 15, and I was told that by the doctors that I was hypoglycemic. So I was cracking it one day because I was really hungry and I was angry, and I just said it, and all my girlfriends just cracked up laughing and went, what on earth is that word? And I said, I'm angry and I'm hungry all at the same time.
Jess, you know what?
And you're dating it back 35 years.
I'm going to say 35?
25 years.
25.
So we're looking at about 1997.
No, we're talking about 1990.
Okay, no, your maths is not very good.
Yeah, 40 minus...
Oh, 92.
However, thank you. Okay. I was much closer than you were.
Anyway,
guys.
Jess.
Feeling a little bit angry.
We're going to pay that?
Jess, we'll pay that.
All right, well done. Congratulations.
That was, guys, that was a unanimous success, that segment.
8:53.
Well done.
There's a word for making up a word.
Is there?
Yeah.
What's that word?
And Byron the Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Couple of Neighbours stars this morning. It's Fifi, Fev and Byron. Damien Richardson plays Gary. Big wedding last night.
Yep.
If you're a fan of the catch-up service on 10, just close your ears for a second.
Not a great wedding.
The wedding
didn't even happen.
Anyway, it's been great. Fev, obviously, in surgery at the moment. Different co-hosts joining us tomorrow. Waleed Ali, which we can't wait for.
Waleed will be in. Now, yeah, you say in surgery, but he's actually recovering at the moment, and we wish him a speedy recovery because we miss our good friend. But Damien, you've been great this morning.
Thanks very much. We've loved
having you in the studio.
I enjoyed filling the big shoes of Brendan Favola.
Yeah, and you've done well. Although, and you won't mind me saying this, it was a shaky start because, and for people who aren't aware, at about 20 past six, every morning we play a little game called Are You Smarter Than? Now, more often than not, I mean, we're very familiar with Fev cracking it if there's any, if he loses or... if he doesn't believe that it was played correctly, and good on him. You know, it's great. Fev's got a very strong moral code.
Sure.
You took issue this morning, Damien, and there are some people in your court who think you had reason to. This is what happened. Prague is the capital of which country?
Czechoslovakia.
Oh, no, you said Czechoslovakia. I'm for
Czech Republic.
Correct. Oh.
Come on.
You weren't happy.
I can't believe she celebrated that victory. That is seriously a pyrrhic victory.
That won her $400 and an air sack worth another $500. That was a $900 answer.
$200 of that should be coming towards me. But anyway.
No, and you didn't let it go. You were quite annoyed about it. And in typical Brendan Favola style, you really didn't let it go. In fact, an hour later, you were still banging on about it.
It was even worse. I think it was even further back.
You guys having a crack at me for Czechoslovakia? I won't let go of it. It was 2 hours ago.
And then a bit later in the show again, you're actually just saying the word for no reason.
We'll get to that. We've got lots to thank you for.
Czechoslovakia.
It's the Fox. Please let go.
That didn't even make sense.
So we're sorry that happened to you on the show this morning, but you know what? You do have a very valuable ally in your court.
Oh, you do, and this is scary. We've asked Fev to put his phone down. We've asked Fev just to recover, focus on your recovery, mate. He was under anaesthetic less than 24 hours ago. He sent a text message to me at 6:34 a.m., only minutes after the incident. There's a little bit of language in here, so I have to be careful. That's crap. She lost, referring to the girl that was playing you.
Yep.
She lost 2-0. Stephen got the first answer.
Thanks for the moral support too, Brendan. I wish you were only here in the studio. Maybe we could lose one of these two instead.
Stephen, when your name's Damien. But anyway, that segment's... $400, man. he's angry.
It's the Czech Republic.
Okay, there we go. Tomorrow, of course, Waleed Ali will be here and Fev potentially back... on Thursday, pending his...
Oh, no, maybe the whole week.
Condition.
Let's give him as much time as he needs, Byron. He makes that decision.
Most mornings, Fifi, Fev and Byron are after Jaffles and coffee. If you're after a career in hair and beauty, Chisholm offers world-class hairdressing, beauty and makeup courses. Register for an open night, chisholm.edu.au. This is TAFE. This is Chisholm.